Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your teacher and host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me on this Tuesday morning. Hey, we're getting really close to December the 25th. Yes, I know Jesus wasn't born on December 25th, but that's not the issue. The issue is that he was born and that he was born of a virgin. And we have been sharing historical evidence for the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. We've been calling this series Christmas is for Real. This is the seventh episode in the series. If you didn't listen to all of them, all you need to go back and listen to them and share them with your friends. They will be a great blessing and a faith builder for you. So today we're going to do the final episode in this series. We're talking about historical evidence that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. And so I might do one more after this one. I said this would be the last one, but we might do one more after this and we'll see. Today, I want to talk about the amazing world impact of Jesus. And this is evidence that there was something different about him. Because consider the fact, Jesus never did any of the things that people normally have to do to make their mark in the world. He never wrote a book. He never composed a song. He never led an army. He never ruled a nation. He never traveled very far from home. And yet there is no question that Jesus Christ is the most influential and significant person to ever occupy this planet. His influence touches all races, classes, and tongues, from Jerusalem to Timbuktu, from Nairobi to Brasilia, and from London to Beijing. And interestingly, this influence was immediate, with his first followers willing and anxious to give their very lives to spread the good news of his miraculous birth, life, death, and resurrection. That same life and death commitment has continued with his followers through the centuries. This prompted the famous general Napoleon Bonaparte to say of Jesus Christ, "I know men, and I tell you that Jesus Christ is not a man. Superficial minds see a resemblance between Christ and the founders of empires and the gods of other religions. That resemblance does not exist. There is between Christianity and whatever other religions the distance of infinity. Between him and whoever else in the world, there is no term of comparison." Wow. What an incredible statement. I love that statement by Napoleon Bonaparte. Wow. I think there was another statement I had for him. I was just looking over here. We'll save it for later. But we're talking about the world impact that Jesus has had on history, on the human race down through the centuries, is indicate that there's something different about him, something unique. And so it adds credibility to the fact this person, this man, was born miraculously of a virgin. The noted historian Philip Schaff captured this influence of Jesus very well in the following statement, which I will read. And this is on page 20 of the little book, Christmas is for Real. Philip Schaff said, "Jesus of Nazareth, without arms, without money, conquered more millions than Alexander the Great, Caesar, Mohammed, and Napoleon. Without science and learning, he shed more light on things human and divine than all philosophers and scholars combined. Without the eloquence of school, he spoke such words of life as were never spoken before or since, and produce such effects which lie beyond the reach of orator or poet. Without ever writing a single line, He set more pens in motion and furnished themes for more sermons, orations, discussions, learned volumes, works of art, and songs of praise than the whole army of great men of ancient and modern times. Wow. Excuse me, I think I'm gonna have to just give a little cough here. Thank you, excuse me. Well, this bodes the question, how are we to explain the influence of this one individual born in a stable in a small, insignificant village in the Middle East who never wrote a book, raised an army, or traveled far from his place of birth? There is only one explanation. Jesus Christ is who Scripture says he is. And this is captured in so many of our, we call them Christmas hymns. And I love the one, O Little Town of Bethlehem. And I'll just read the words to it in answering this question. How do we explain the incredible influence of someone born in a small, insignificant village in the Middle East who never wrote a book, raised an army, or traveled very far from his place of birth? The writer of this Christmas hymn said, O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Yes, there was something incredible, something heavenly, something eternal that occurred in Bethlehem that night when Jesus was born. Wow. And so his very life, his very impact on the human race adds credibility to the biblical record that yes, this was no normal human being. He was miraculously born of a virgin, and he is who Scripture says he is. Now, when we consider all the evidence that we have presented in these episodes, and which is in the little book, Christmas is for Real, when we consider all of this overwhelming evidence for the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, it raises the question as to why there remains so much skepticism about this event and other miracles in modern society. Well, this question was answered by the Yale archaeologist and professor Millard Burroughs, who is also a follower of Jesus, but a highly respected archaeologist and scholar. Here's what Millard Burroughs said. He said, the excessive skepticism of many liberal theologians stems not from a careful evaluation of the available data, but from an enormous predisposition against the supernatural. Ah, do you hear what he's saying? He's saying, hey, they didn't come to this unbelief by careful evaluation of the data, of the historical evidence. They came to this because they have an enormous predisposition against the supernatural. In other words, the barrier to faith is not an intellectual one, but a heart that is committed to unbelief. Any honest seeker who will lay aside their biased presuppositions and consider the historical evidence will also experience the affirming witness of the Holy Spirit in their heart. It's what we call being born again. And the witness of the Holy Spirit comes in and affirms in your heart what we're saying. And you will know in your heart that Jesus Christ was truly born of a virgin. And if that part of the story is true, then we can have confidence that the rest of the story is true or well. Will you put your faith in Jesus today if you haven't already? Would you come to him and say, now, Jesus, I choose to believe in you. Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Jesus, I choose you as the Lord of my life. And I will follow you from this day forth to the best of my ability. If you do that, you pray that prayer sincerely, something will change in you. You will become what the Bible calls a new creation in Christ Jesus. And you will know for certainty in your heart that Jesus Christ was who he says he was and that he truly was born of a virgin. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. So glad you've been joining me for these episodes. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless.